He didn't want to go up there because Mr. had built a little room when we first married. And he hadn't finished it, but he finished it when we married. Down there with Jana's bathroom. You ever go in Jana's bathroom? Mm-hmm. Well, that was our bedroom. It was just room in there big enough for our bed and Sonny's baby bed and a dresser. But he wanted to stay there. So we'd been there to Sonny's 4 years old. I said, it's high time for us to get out of here now. He said, what's wrong with us staying under here? Daddy done built this room for us. I said, well, you can stay here if you want to. I'm going. Man, Miss Fanny was good to me. She'd do anything to me, but I just thought I wanted,
you want to be on your
I
own.
Wanted to be on my own. So you know what she spoke up and said? I never will forget these words. She said, y'all can go when you get ready. I said, but you ain't going to take the baby. I said, well, there's the baby. You can keep it. And you know, little son thought that was what he supposed to do. He slept with Nana till he was 8 years old. And when he got 8 years old, we done moved up that mistake. He wouldn't stay now night if he could keep from it with us. We took his baby bed and put it in the room with him. She was going to revival with Zion. She come by there and brought him and left. And she said, now I'll come back and get you when I start when church is over. Because she said he wouldn't do them sleep, and she didn't want to take him and lay him sleep on her all the time while he was there. But she promised him she'd come by there. And he said, Nanny said I didn't have to go to bed, that I could stay awake till she come back. I said, you ain't stay awake in this house. I got me a paddle, and I said, you see that bed over there? You get in it. He said, well, when Nanny comes, she won't know. I might go to sleep. I said, that's what you're going to do. And when he crawled over in the bed, wasn't but a few minutes, he's sound asleep. I hear it out there. Y'all done got on the bed? I'm going to say yes, and your baby, too. He's in the bed, too. But I didn't say a word. I just let her go. Well, he was my baby. Couldn't I say something, have her little say-so?
So she was taking your baby.
Oh, she was taking him, and that's the way she done trying to do. Him and Mr. I've seen her, Mr. Russell have Sonny on one knee and Fanny Lou on the other. That's the way they sit up with him on the knee, because he wasn't two grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And Fanny Lou wanted the biggest loaf of bread. When Miss Fanny make these big old whole cake bread, she didn't know how to make business. I reckon she just make big old things of bread. And she'd Fanny running that. She said, make me the biggest one. I'd say, well, Sonny can't eat a big one. I said, don't, just make some bread. Miss Fanny ain't using making Fanny no big piece of bread. She ain't gonna eat it all. But I'm gonna make her the biggest she wants. She'd make her the big one, make Sonny little. But he'd eat all he could, but he loved bread. He'd sit and he'd eat all he could eat, that bread. But see, it's cause she called herself looking after him while me and her washed tonight. When I'd come in from work, I'd get out and help her wash and iron. That's the way she worked, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so you
were we put the baby. I went to work when her son was got to be about 3 or 4 months old. And she would put him. She had a brother was blind, and when she ironed, the brother would go out and cut wood. He cut wood, had an old wood tree, you know where the old cedar tree is. He sit up under that tree and cut stove wood and cut wood, bring it out. And then when he get time for the wash, she'd put a quilt down on the floor and lay something on the floor, and he could hear his feet hit the floor, pop, pop, pop. Where you at, boy? She'd pull him back on the floor. Fanny Lou was supposed, when she come home from school, she was supposed to look at such, because she was 9 years old than he was. And we'd be out there watching. She'd run in the house. She'd come back out there. Y'all's baby's awake. Guess who woke up the baby? Her. I said, finally, if you go in that house again,